Daf was Pesach and Daf Yudbeis. The entire Daf was about making the Mishnah in Sanhedrin about how much of a discrepancy we accept between two different Edim fit with our Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim about when you have to stop eating chametz in Erev Pesach. Rav Meir holds you could eat through the fifth hour. Rav Yehuda holds you can only eat through the fourth hour. And in the Mishnah Maseches Sanhedrin, the sheet of Rabbi Meir was that we accept a 1 hour discrepancy between the two Edim, and the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda was we accept a 2 hour discrepancy. So Abaye's basic approach is to understand the machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda over there in Maseches Sanhedrin is that whenever it's possible that they are not contradicting each other, then we're going to accept their edus. So Abaye holds that according to Rabbi Meir, either people make no mistake at all or they make very, very minimal mistakes, and Rabbi Yehuda holds people make a mistake of either a half hour or a bit over an hour. But Rava rejects the whole premise. He says, what do you mean? If it's even possible that they're not contradicting each other, that means we're going to accept them? Then it means that there are going to be cases where we accept edus when people actually are really contradicting each other, and the halacha is v'yitzilu eda, that we have to do whatever we can to try to save a life and not accept edus against somebody in a sakonis nefesh, in a pikuach nefesh case, in the case of dina nefashos rather, where someone's life is going to be at stake. So Rava's approach is that no, we only accept them if it's impossible to catch them in contradiction. If they're, we're only going to accept them if they're close enough together in their edus that it's impossible that we're ever going to be able to chap them and say, you see, you're contradicting each other. So the way Rava understands it is that Rav Meir holds a person will make a mistake of up to just under 2 hours, and Rabbi Yehuda would say a person makes under a mistake of just under up to just under 3 hours, and therefore when they're off by 2 hours, since the mistake could be according to Rabbi Yehuda till just under 3 hours, you know for sure that they're within range of each other, no matter what, no matter which part of the hour they're referring to, they're definitely within range of each other. Now, considering that people make such significant mistakes in figuring out the time of day, the Gemara has trouble understanding the chakiros. One of the chakiros questions that we have to ask the Edim is what time of day it is. The event happened, and if they say any odeya, edus and betela, we have to throw out the edus. What do you mean? We should never be able to ask the question because we could always, even if they're off, we have to accept the edus anyway because people make mistakes. So Gemara says that's true. We do accept their edus when they're off in the question of what time of day it was, as long as they're off within the acceptable window, within the window of time that would be acceptable based on the an allowable discrepancy, an allowable mistake in terms of figuring out what time of day it actually is. Then the Gemara tries to fit the two Mishnayos together. How do we understand Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Sanhedrin in light of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in Maseches Pesachim? Now, the according to Abaye, the problem is going to be that we're too machmir with chametz. According to Abaye, Rav Meir says a person only makes a mistake of a mashahu at most, then why do we have to stop eating chametz an hour early? Rav Yehuda says a person will make a mistake of in a half an hour, then why do we have to stop eating chametz 2 hours early? So we're too machmir with chametz. So Abaye says a very simple reason. Chametz l'kol masur, edus masur l'zrizim. Edus is something that only people who are being very careful get involved in, so we could assume that they're going to be much more accurate. Chametz is for everybody, it's for all the Klal Yisrael, so we don't assume a high degree of accuracy. According to Rava, the problem is the reverse, is we're too makel with chametz. Because according to Rava, let's say Rava's view of Rabbi Meir is that a person will make a mistake of up to 2 hours, then why does he only have to stop eating chametz 1 hour before the Zman Isser? And according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a mistake of up to 3 hours, then why does he get to stop eating chametz only 2 hours before the Zman Isser? We should make him stop eating 3 hours before the Zman Isser. So Rava explains that certainly within Rabbi Meir, he says the difference between the fifth hour and the seventh hour is significant enough in terms of where the sun is positioned in the sky that even if normally a person would make a mistake for 2 hours, those 2 hours you wouldn't mistake. The fifth hour and the seventh hour, you wouldn't mistake. So the Gemara says, and the same is true according to Rabbi Yehuda, but if that's the case, then why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda allow you to eat chametz in the fifth hour? If you never make a mistake between the fifth hour and the seventh hour, you should be allowed to eat chametz in the fifth hour also. So to that, the Gemara has three approaches. One is the chametz l'kol maser. Again, people are expected to make bigger mistakes with chametz than with edus because the laws of chametz are for everybody, unlike edus, which people are prepared for. The second is that maybe Rabbi Yehuda gives an extra hour, not because of a mistake, but an extra hour to gather wood so you could destroy the chametz because ein bir chametz el sreifa, you need to burn the chametz. And the final approach is gzeir mishum yom ha-mu'unan. On a cloudy day, it's easy to make a bigger mistake, and that's why we're going to ask for chametz even already from the fourth hour. Now, we're not going to assume he's going to make a bigger mistake than that because his stomach will remind Tentim when the fourth hour comes, because Mansu the Lakaldi, the fourth hour is the time where he's used to having a meal, so he'll always remember that. And then the daf concludes with a comment that Echad Omer Kodem Neitzachama, Echad Omer Tocha Neitzachama, Edusim Beteilev. One of the witnesses says that the event happened before sunrise, and the other one said it happened during sunrise. Then the testimony is rejected, because again, people don't make a mistake about whether sunrise happened or didn't happen yet.